This is the Money Talks podcast with Michael Campbell.
I think I'm going to file this one under ratings killer. That's because from my own experience, the more serious the financial and economic subject, the less interest there is for most people, especially during an election campaign. I always struggle with the dilemma, though. Should I talk about what I suspect interests people, always political drama, things like the lack of cost-benefit analysis when it comes to climate change policies guaranteed to get hate mail, maybe gasoline prices, affordable housing. Unfortunately, virtually every issue now has been politicized, so we're treated to nothing but spin doctoring and a heaping helping of misleading statements. The trouble is, that obscures important issues that impact us directly, sometimes devastatingly so. Like the one I'm going to talk about today. You probably haven't heard about it, but it's the biggest issue in the financial world right now. One that's scaring the heck out of central bankers, especially in the U.S. I'll explain by way of a question. What do you think interest rates on short-term borrowing were last week in the U.S.? 1%? 2%? Nope. 10%. That was what the annualized cost a bank to borrow from another bank overnight. 10%, that's crazy high, but the borrowing banks had to pay it because otherwise they wouldn't have had enough cash to fully operate the next day. That's why the Federal Reserve was forced to step in, provide a short-term bailout to some banks who needed to borrow. I mean, the Fed put in $200 billion last week alone, $75 billion every day this week, with the big worry for the Federal Reserve being that they didn't want a snowball effect. They didn't want contagion, because that means more banks would be reluctant to lend money overnight to other banks. That's very much what happened to trigger the financial crisis in 2008. Now, we don't know many details, like, is this a problem with big banks or small? Why aren't some banks willing to lend? Maybe they don't trust the borrowing bank to pay the money back. It's also important to understand that about 70% of the cash in the U.S. in circulation is actually held outside the country. So maybe some of it is being held by financial institutions who aren't willing to lend because they worry they may need the money and are worried they won't be able to borrow. I mean, whatever the reason, though, I just want to bring to your attention, this is a major warning sign, I think, on the way to a monetary crisis. My name is Michael Campbell. I invite you to join me on Money Talks Saturday to learn how to protect yourself.
Subscribe to the Money Talks with Michael Campbell podcast for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you get your on-demand audio. For the complete show, daily podcasts, and more.